tonight over the next nine innings. A happy Friday to you. Of course, it is getting cold out there. Last night's game dipped into the high 50s, but what does that mean? It means it's playoff baseball time. And while in the minor leagues, you don't quite get that October crisp like you do in the big leagues, tonight it has a little bit of that fall feel to it. Certainly the pressure is on for both sides. So Aberdeen was the top seed, if you will, because they won the first half. And so they played the first game on the road, lost, and won last night to send this to a game three. And they have the slight advantage in this final game as the home team. But Brooklyn has an opportunity to jump on the board first as Matt Rudick leads off the game. From the left side of the plate, Houston Roth gets the sign. The righty winds and fires his first pitch. And the fastball misses a little bit high for ball one. So Houston Roth on the mound tonight, 24 years old, drafted out of Ole Miss in 2019. 1-0. Another fastball misses high for ball two. It's 68 degrees right now in Aberdeen. First pitch, 7-0-5. Little open stance for Rudy, the 2-0. And there's a strike over the outside edge at 89 miles an hour. Houston Roth is the Junior Santos of the Ironbirds, and Junior Santos is the Houston Roth of the Brooklyn Cyclones. The 2-1. Rudick fouls back the breaking ball, and it's 2-2. Two guys that have been here since day one, who have pitched the most innings, have made the most starts, have struck out the most hitters of anybody in an Aberdeen or a Brooklyn jersey. And how poetic that both guys get a chance to have their team lean on their shoulders one more time. Here comes the 2-2. Rudick hits a number on the ground to third. Wagner over to his right, fields and fires quickly, close play. Rudy's in there safely. Infield hit. Wagner did his best off third base to come swooping around it. By the time the ball got to him, he fielded it maybe a foot in front of the third base bag and had to throw as quickly as he could off balance to first. And Rudick, with those leadoff wheels, gets on base. So Matt is on. Here's Alex Ramirez. Roth from the belt fires, and the heater misses up and in. Ball one. Ramirez 3-for-8 with a walk in this postseason. Rudick leads off first. Bowens holds him on. Pitch. Strike on the outside corner with the 89-mile-an-hour fastball. So Roth this year, 10-5, pitched in 26 games, 16 as a starter, 10 as a piggybacker. 1-1. Alex rips a line drive, base hit into left field, right between Ben Cosme and Wagner. Rudick up to second, he stops right there. Here come the Cyclones, setting the tone, two on and nobody out. Billy Cook in left tonight, Judd Fabian in center, Dylan Beavers out in right. By the way, Fabian last night in center made two diving catches. In the infield, Max Wagner at third, Frederick Bencosme at short, Luis Valdez at second, T.T. Bowens over at first, and the catcher, Connor Pavloni. This brings up J.T. Schwartz. Game three. First pitch. The lefty takes a fastball strike on the outside corner. And Schwartz, as he re-velcros those white batting gloves, has a word for Denver Dangerfield. He didn't like that high outside strike call. Roth set. Leans back, comes home. High fastball, caught on and missed, strike two. That was 88. Now, Roth's a big guy, 6'3", 220 pounds. Mentioned he's from Ole Miss. He grew up in Oxford, Mississippi, so a true Southern kid. Playing for a team now based out of the Mid-Atlantic region, the Baltimore Orioles. 0-2. Strike three called inside corner. Fastball gets JT. So Schwartz retired on three pitches, and there's one away. JT now 1-for-9 in the playoffs. So this brings up Jose Peroza. Peroza double taps the plate. Righty against righty. Rudick at second. Ramirez at first. No score. Top of the first. Pitch. Fastball strike at the knees. Nothing and one. Al Roth is not messing around. He is pounding the zone. Not afraid to throw strikes. Strikeout rate 26%, a little bit better than average. The walk rate high at 10%. The 0-1. LaRosa hits one to second base. Valdez fields, runs to second, looks to first, throws that way, double play. And the inning is over. Couldn't have asked for a better start for the Cyclones. Back-to-back singles, Rudick and Ramirez. But Roth spins the four on assist to three, double play. End of a half, Brooklyn nothing, Aberdeen to the plate when we return to Maryland on the Cyclones Radio Network.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app. Or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
Oh, that's not good.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night. A night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
Cyclones had first and second, nobody out. And then a strikeout and a bounce into a double play. Ended the threat. So we go scoreless into the bottom of the first inning. Junior Santos on the mound tonight for the Cyclones. This first inning is a huge moment for Junior. Dylan Beavers leads off. He's a lefty. First pitch. Beavers fouls it back towards the roof. Strike one. 94-mile-an-hour sinker from Junior. 21-year-old from Santiago in the Dominican Republic. Big hit 6-7. High kick 0-1. Sinker grounded to short. Newton fields on the backhand, throws across, and Schwartz able to hold the toenail on the back for the out. Aberdeen is enraged. Schwartz was leaning off towards the outfield. He kept the back foot on the base, and Aberdeen can't believe it. Here comes Roberto Mercado over from the third base coaching box to jaw at JT Shaw. And now Shaw is walking in to talk to the home plate umpire and the other two compadres. It is a four-man crew all dressed in black now coming to talk about this. Aberdeen at the first base dugout, which has the best look of the two, could not believe it. So they discuss. Here comes Louis, just in case, out of the third base dugout. A long talk. JT, the tallest of the four, umpiring first base tonight. It's Dangerfield, Shaw, Smith, and Argueza. And still nothing. Here's the call. Safe at first base, and here comes Louis. So they've overturned the call, and Louis is in. He's hot. He better not get run. It's the first inning of Game 3. It's just so early, and he cannot believe that this call was made. So he is talking with Dangerfield, Shaw, and Smith. Meanwhile, Argueza, the third base umpire, is off to the side. Louis has his arms crossed, and he cannot believe that that call was just overturned. And he's got to be careful. So they've overturned it. Beavers at first base call it an infield single. And now Rivera still talking. He's a little more calm right now, but still leaning in, gesturing with his right hand towards JT. And as he walks away, still talking and pointing at him. In Dangerfield, the home plate umpire, walking him back. Louis has his hands tied behind his back. Everybody going back to their spots. Louis has moved a little closer back to the third base dugout. Dangerfield, the home plate umpire. I don't know who the crew chief is. To be honest with you, I believe it's Dangerfield. But Shaw, who came into that group of four to talk about it, came out with the new call, which is safe. So a lot of hullabaloo. And all it is an infield single. So that's the first runner on. Here's Max Wagner. Nobody out, bottom one. Santos comes set, standing sideways. Slide step, pitch, grounded to second base. Perosa has it, flipped to Newton one. Shervin drags the foot, throws to first, double play. The Cyclones answer back to erase Beavers and Wagner. And there's two down with nobody out. So this first inning, it's pivotal for Junior. It's not everything, but it's a lot. Junior has had a lot of trouble in the first inning. He's given up 67 runs. This is from April till now. And 31% of them have come in the first inning. That is a lot. Here's Heston Kerstad, lefty batter. He swings to the first, sends a high fly to center. Ramirez back at the track, at the wall, makes the catch with two hands. And Junior survives the first. Well, I'm having fun. Are you? It's a good start. No runs, one hit, no errors, no left, nobody left, nobody thrown out. We go to the second inning. Brooklyn and Aberdeen scoreless in game three on the Cyclones Radio Network.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app. Or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
That's not good.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
An active but a scoreless first inning at Ripken Stadium. Brooklyn and Aberdeen go to the second inning. Keith Ratt with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. Cyclones back to the plate against Houston Roth. Stanley Consuegra leads off. It's a righty against a righty. First one from Roth. Fastball a little bit down for ball one. Stanley 1-for-8 in the playoffs with an RBI. Sways the bat over the plate. Hands high behind his shoulder. Pitch. Breaking ball. Cued foul towards the other side. Fans in that first row reaching over the railing outstretched, but it drops in the turf right in front of them. That was right off the top of Stanley's bat. So Roth in that first inning, infield single. That was Matt Rudick. Then Ramirez a hard single. So he had first and second, nobody out. But then a strikeout and a big double play. So it's Consuegra, Mena, and Lugo, 5, 6, and 7 in inning 2. 1-1. Change up, missed up and in for ball two. Houston Roth, 100 innings this year for Aberdeen, the most on the squad. 2-1. Fastball runs in, missing for ball three. He's had the fifth most innings in the entire organization, and this is a really big organization, one of the most talented in the major leagues. 3-1. Breaking ball, pop back and out of play over our heads behind the plate. So fifth most innings pitched, seventh most strikeouts, 108 of them. Just 93 hits in 100 innings. ERA and FIP closely related. Here comes the payoff. Consuegra fouls it back. So the FIP, 4.18. That's based off of strikeouts, walks, home runs, and hit batsmen. Meanwhile, his ERA a little bit higher, 4.49. Both these starters are kind of identical still. 3-2. Foul back. That was in on Stanley's hands, and he fought it off into the seats. Roth steps towards first. High kick, 3-2. And Swagra pops it up over the plate. The catcher, Pavloni, looking for it, turns towards the crowd, loses the helmet, and the ball drops. So Consuegra is still at the plate. Pavloni could not find it initially, and then by the time he recovered, he got over and could not make the catch. But by the time he got near the ball as it was coming down, he wasn't settled. He was still moving. I don't know if they'll call this an E2. You see it happen sometimes, even though it's a foul ball. It could be an error if it was catchable. I don't think this is an error because Pavloni really couldn't find it. So Cyclones catch a break. This is the ninth pitch of the at-bat. Roth fires, and it's up high. Great job. So Consuegra earns the walk. And he's now the third Brooklyn base runner in five hitters to the plate. Scoreless game, top of the second inning. Jose Mena digs in. Right-handed batter. Roth set, belt high. Pitch. Grounded foul sharply to the Aberdeen dugout, first base side. Mena swung really late at 89. So it's nothing and one on Jose, who in the series has had a hit in each game. He's 2-for-8 with a double. Roth leans in, right arm dangling. Now brings those orange cleats together. Here comes the 0-1. It's fouled again sharply to the right towards the Aberdeen dugout, and now the Ironbirds are pointing and saying, hit it that way, Jose. This time it was on top of the dugout. It hit the netting right behind and then dropped into that little cutout. Consuegra off first. Nobody out. Roth's 0-2. Up and in, check swing. Mena did not go around. That was a high fastball that twisted Jose, who was trying to get his chin out of there, brought the hands, turned the shoulders, but kept the barrel back and able to check his swing. Roth slowing his pace down with a runner on. Houston's pitch. Just missed low. Turned it up to 91 that time. And Mena took a close one. Roth, really a guy who likes to live low. He doesn't throw overly hard. 89 to 91. Trying to live down in the zone. Just missed. 2-2. Chopper hit weakly to third. Wagner steps up. Fields looks across the diamond and fires that way for the only out. Ball was not hit hard enough to turn two. So Consuegra gets down to second base. And he's there with one out. So the Cyclones once again threaten with a runner in scoring position. And here's a guy who homered last night. Right-handed hitter, William Lugo. Both clubhouses in this Ripken Stadium complex are beyond the outfield walls. Yesterday, Lugo hit one onto the Brooklyn clubhouse out in left field. It was a real mash. So a quick meeting. Catcher Connor Pavloni out to talk to Roth. He says a couple things in. Heads back behind the plate. Pavloni was, by the way, catching last night's game when Lugo hit one out. One on one out, top two, no score. Pitch. Fastball a little high for ball one. So that homer last night, Lugo's only hit of the series. He has walked twice. Houston brings the feet together, looks at second, looks home, 1-0. That's a strike on the outside corner. Another fastball, 90 miles an hour. Roth's final outing of the regular season, little tune-up. Two-inning job at Jersey Shore. He got six outs, five via strikeout. Pretty impressive last outing. The 1-1, breaking ball, fouled back. Lugo right on it, and he just redirects it to the netting in front of the first row. Gorgeous night in Aberdeen. A violet hue to the sky tonight. No clouds. Lights at the stadium are turned on. Cars passing out along the right field fence on I-95. 1-2. Caught on and missed. He blew it by him with a fastball. Lugo strikes out, and there's two away. So Roth getting tough with guys on base. Here's Shervin Newton. Newton, the eighth man in the lineup tonight. Matt O'Neill is on deck. O'Neill has not played in either of the first two games. Newton, switch hitter, batting left. First pitch. Soft change, misses up and in for ball one. Newton, a walk last night, but is 0 for 6. Sits low on that left leg. Front leg a little straighter. Hands back. And up, 1-0. Caught on and missed. Fastball in the outside corner, 91. So Roth is one of those guys that you look at, he throws 89 to 91, and he's getting swing and miss stuff. He's getting stuff that guys 97 and above get. 1-1. Newton swings late, misses again. Strike two. That was 88. A lot of fastball from Houston Roth, but not afraid. And Swager leads off second base. Top of the second inning, no score. Two outs, two strikes. Roth fires. Caught on a miss. He struck him out with a high fastball. Once again, Roth tightens up, and the Cyclones have stranded three base runners over the first two innings. One and a half gone by in Maryland. Brooklyn and Aberdeen scoreless in Game 3 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen? The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Sometimes it can feel like too much. How do I balance between saving for my own retirement while also paying for student loans? What about my kids and their education? And my parents? They're getting older, too. They're going to need me to be there for them very soon.
That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning in Brooklyn. And these are some of the common concerns my clients have. Questions like, how much home can I afford? Can I even take the risk of changing careers while planning for the future? How do I prioritize when everything seems important? It can be very overwhelming. I create flexible financial plans that balance your current needs with where you want to go. Head to futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Aberdeen first baseman T.T. Bowens leads off for the Ironbirds. We go to the bottom of the second inning. No score. Aberdeen and Brooklyn. Junior Santos faced the minimum in the first inning. His first pitch to the cleanup man. Missed outside with the slider. One ball, no strikes. With a runner on, Santos got a double play ball and a deep fly out to center field. Junior's 1-0 to Bowens. The sinker runs low for ball two. TT, the Aberdeen 2022 team MVP. Second most plate appearances on the team. Been here since April. 2-0. That's outside. Ball three. Billy Cook, who's the sixth hitter tonight. He leads the team in plate appearances. Those two guys have been here all year long. 3-0 coming. Up and in, and Bowens is on base. Third walk for Bowens in the series. Junior gives up the freebie. So Santos, the metrics on him as he rounded out his regular season. 21% strikeout rate. That's below average. The walk rate right at average, about 8.5%. But what makes Junior different, where does he get his outs? He's a sinker baller. So his ball has a lot of sink to it. Teams ground out. His ground out rate A ground ball rate is 59%. First pitch to Judd Fabian, a ground ball to third. Lugo fields, throw to second one. Perosa quick transfer to first. They got another one. Brooklyn turns his second double play. This one goes 5-4-3. That is what makes Junior different than almost anybody else, his ability to get the double play ball. Base is clear. Two down, bottom two. This brings up Billy Cook. Cook with 437 plate appearances with Aberdeen. First pitch. He takes a slider for a strike at the top of the zone. And by the way, for Junior, that ground ball rate, second highest in the South Atlantic League. He's an artist at it sometimes. 0-1. Cracked foul into the air. At a play down the right field line. Strike two. His last outing was at Winston-Salem. Didn't go great. Gave up 5 runs in 4 innings on 7 hits. Junior spins the 0-2. Caught on and missed. He strikes out Cook. Junior Santos has faced the minimum. Over 2 scoreless. Both starters looking good, feeling good. We go to the third inning of Game 3 of the North Division Championship Series. Scoreless between Brooklyn and Aberdeen on the Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
We go to the top of the third inning, still early in Game 3. No score between the Aberdeen Ironbirds and the Brooklyn Cyclones. The Mets and the Orioles hooking up in the High A Division Championship Series. In the inning, Matt O'Neill leads off and then back to the top of the order for the Cyclones against right-hander Houston Roth. Right-hander out of Ole Miss. He's been throwing the ball well tonight. He has challenged these Cyclones hitters. Filling up the zone, 35 pitches, 24 for strikes. Now Matt O'Neill leads off, right-hand hitting catcher. Roth, soft windup, first pitch. Missed upstairs with the high heat. It's ball one. Matt playing in his first game since September 2nd. He had been hurt towards the end of the year. The 1-0, breaking ball, loops in for a strike. That evens the count. So a lot of the decision-making process for getting O'Neill back in is handling Junior Santos on the mound tonight. The 1-1. O'Neill swings over a slider with strike two. Matt posted a weighted runs created plus of just 77. League average or above average is about 100. Matt behind. One ball, two strikes. Roth fires. And the breaking ball a little bit up. Close pitch. It's ball two. Now, one thing that O'Neill does really well, sometimes better than anybody else in the lineup, is he knows how to take walks. But Roth's been filling up the zone tonight. The righty uncorks a 2-2. A pitch caught on a miss. He brings O'Neill down to a knee with a slider. That's now 3 Houston Roth strikeouts in a row. And O'Neill sent packing. So first time through the lineup, no runs, 2 hits, 4 strikeouts, 1 walk. Pretty good for Houston Roth. Matt O'Neill digs in. Infield single his first time. Lefty batter. Roth spins the first. And the fastball misses high and tight. Ball one. Rome and Bowling Green wrap up that series tonight. in the best of three. Just getting started a minute from now. 1-0. Rudick takes down and in. Close pitch, but ball two. Another fastball. Rome won on Tuesday night. They tried to clinch last night, but Bowling Green with a kind of a stunner victory, almost the way Aberdeen did. A little bigger, though. They won 10-1. The 2-0. That's a strike at the top of the zone with the fastball at 90 miles an hour. No score, top three. Bases clear and one away. Roth twists the 2-1. Breaking ball surprises Rudick, and it's in there for strike two. So Roth spins it at 78 miles an hour. Rudick climbs back in, drags the barrel across the plate. Roth not set yet, shaking and shaking. Clock down to 3-2, and he steps off with one on the pitch clock. And he is called for a ball. So it's 3-2 on Matt Rudick because Roth did not deliver his pitch by the time the clock got to zero. I cannot wait for that to get to the majors, literally next year. People are going to be freaking out. Here comes the payoff pitch to Rudick. The pitch in the air towards third. Wagner over, makes the catch. Another one off the top of the bat that Rudick angled the other way. First one was on the ground. This one stays up, and Wagner makes the running catch. Two down. Here's Alex Ramirez. Ramirez right on Roth his first time. Able to yank a single in the shortstop hole. Righty to righty, first pitch of the AB. That's inside, and it straightens Ramirez. One ball, no strikes. We are scoreless, top three. Cyclones have had not only just a base runner on in every inning, but somebody in scoring position in both innings. So far, Roth is catching fire. He's retired five straight. The 1-0. Right down the middle, and Ramirez takes a strike. That was the 91-mile-an-hour fastball. Infield back. Outfield a little deep. Maybe deep by a step or two. Ramirez keeps his hands loose. The 1-1. Swinging a shot to right center field. Not deep. Beavers over and back on the turf. Curls around and makes the catch. And Roth spins a 1-2-3 third. Boy, last night by this time, we had a lot of runs. Tonight, nothing. We go to the bottom of the third inning in Aberdeen, Brooklyn, and the Birds scoreless on the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Now somebody is popping champagne tonight. It's either Brooklyn or Aberdeen. And then in the south, it's either Bowling Green or Rome. Both series are in the final game of the division championship, game three. Tonight it is a scoreless game so far between the Cyclones and the Ironbirds. And in the bottom of the third inning, the hometown Birds grab the 6 against Junior Santos. Santos has faced the minimum over 2, so starts with the Pavloni and then 8 and 9 in the order. First pitch, righty to righty. Grounded towards short. Newton to his left. Picks it off the turf and zings it over. Nice play. So in games like this, it is so important to have defense at your back. And Sherman Newton provides it, really does. So able to swoop that off the turf to his left and cut it off from coming up the middle. Pavloni grounds out. He's 0-5 now in the playoffs. And here's the lefty, Frederick Bencosme. Pitch. Fastball. Misses up and away. Ball one. Lugo is in at third. The rest of the infield curls to play the lefty to pull to the right side. Newton, the shortstop, swung up the middle. Santos dances into the wind. Pitch. Sinker, strike at the top of the zone to even the count. Bencosme played his first game last night, 0-3, but did walk. Scoreless in the bottom of the third inning. Birds at the plate in game three. The 1-1. Pop foul back and out of play towards the sweet level, third base side. It's a ball and two strikes. All blue tonight for Bencosme. There comes the 1-2. And the slider misses down and in. Two balls, two strikes. Birds are wearing their home white jerseys, but if it's not white, it's baby blue. Baby blue cleats, baby blue batting gloves, and baby blue shoulders on the jerseys. The number also blue on the back. Aberdeen, a different look this year than they have in years past. Junior gets the sign. Huff and a puff, 2-2. Missed low. Good take from Bencosme. Dropped the shoulders, but kept the hands back. Nobody on base. One out. Santos facing the eight hitter in the Aberdeen lineup. 3-2. Grounded to second base. Peroza over and in. Fields chest high and flips about 20 feet to Schwartz for the out. So a lot of ground balls for Junior. If you start hearing grounder here, grounder there, that's where Junior's at his best. Big boy, 6'7", 230 pounds. Here's the nine-man, Luis Valdez, switch hitter batting left. First pitch, and a sinker hits the inside corner for a strike. Valdez playing his first game in this postseason. Just 67 plate appearances with the Birds in the regular season. The 0-1. Chop foul. Valdez just reached across just to flick it away. Junior gets the sign. Turns to feet. Holds it. The 0-2. Caught on and miss. He struck him out. Junior faces the minimum, first time through the lineup, and is three scoreless for the 21-year-old pitching in the playoffs for the first time in his young career. We go to the fourth. Brooklyn nothing, Aberdeen nothing on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murphs, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
In the top of the fourth inning, the Cyclones trying to break this scoreless tie, send up JT Schwartz, Jose Peroza, and Stanley Consuegra. Keith Rad with you from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium on a dark night. Sun is gone, sunset is dove up, and it is a big jet black night sky. The curtain is drawn on a Friday night. So both starters locked in. Houston Roth has given up two hits and a walk. Junior has given up one hit and one walk. So the top four, JT hanging outside that lefty batter's box. He struck out looking his first time and retired on just three pitches. Pretty rare for JT. So this is round two. Roth the righty to the lefty. First pitch. Breaking ball in there for a strike. Now Roth starting to match up after a little bit of a rocky start. Gave up back-to-back singles to start the game. Has retired six straight hitters. 0-1. Swing and a miss at a changeup. Schwartz out in front. Nothing in two. So Roth filled up the zone first time through the lineup. Getting that first impression with everybody. And now on his second turn through, starting to go soft stuff. JT struck out on three fastballs in his first at-bat. Hasn't seen one at all in this at-bat. Roth winds and fires. That's fouled back. That was the fastball at 91. Roth steps back towards first. High kick, 0-2. Breaking ball popped up and into the crowd behind the third base dugout. Bounces onto the concourse. Schwartz 1-for-9 in the postseason. Second most plate appearances for the Cyclones this year. Only behind Jose Peraza, who's on deck. Guys have been playing together since April. The 0-2. Tipped in and out of Pavloni's mitt. So Schwartz stays alive on a potential strike three. Top of the fourth inning, no score. Game three. Roth winds and deals the 0-2. And I missed up and away with the fastball. Last time Roth saw the Cyclones was back in July. That 4th of July week, again, it feels like forever ago. He went just three innings. Gave up a run on two hits. 1-2. Foul back. Schwartz stays alive. That was 89 up and in. JT digs that left foot into the chalk at the back of the batter's box. Closes off that front leg. Here comes Roth with the 1-2. Rip towards second base and by Valdez in a right field. JT is on base. That was a scorcher. And Luis Valdez, the second baseman, went down into a defensive stance and reached left to try to stab the one-hopper. And it clipped his mitt going by. They have called that an E4. So hard hit, but a play that probably should have been made. I'm sure JT doesn't care if it's a hit or an error. He's on base. It's the potential first run. So nobody out. Here's Jose Peraza. Righty against righty. Pitch. Breaking ball caught on and missed. Peraza with a big, long, damaging swing. No balls and a strike. The right side of the infield is wide open. Bowen's holding the runner on, and Valdez, the second baseman, playing up the middle. Pitch. Fastball grounded up the middle. Base hit center field right by Ben Cosme. Schwartz up to second. He holds there. And Brooklyn has first and second with nobody out. So in a must-win game for both teams, win, you go on. Lose, you go home. Every single base runner means a whole lot. Now, this is the second time that Houston Roth has had first and second with nobody out. Brooklyn got this far in the first inning. But amazingly, Roth did not allow any runs. So the catcher, Connor Pavloni, goes out to talk to Roth. Here comes Forrest Hermann, the pitching coach, out of the first base dugout. Walking across the turf in that black hoodie and up to that dirt mound. As that meeting happens, a look into the right field bullpen. And Aberdeen has somebody warming up. Now, because Roth has thrown so many innings in the regular season, certainly he's on a bit of a limit, but the limit is not really about, hey, don't keep him out there too long for his pitches. It's about effectiveness. Cyclones have hit him hard twice in this inning, and so that shows that, hey, maybe he's losing effectiveness. Go to the next guy. A very small margin for error tonight for both teams. So Herman is done. He goes back to the first base dugout. And in climbs Stanley Consuegra. Top of the fourth inning, no score. Cyclones threatening, though. Runners at first and second with nobody out. Pitch. Ripped down the left field line. It is a base hit into the corner. Schwartz around third. He scores. Peroza scampers to third. He stops there. Consuegra into second base with a ribby double. Brooklyn strikes first in game three. Consuegra tucks one down the left field line. Brooklyn up 1-0 in the top of the fourth. Stanley sitting dead red on a fastball, and he grooved it. And that double brought to you by TD Bank. Make some noise for the new TD Double Up credit card. So still nobody out. Jose Mena stands in, and here comes Roberto Mercado. You want to talk about a short leash? This is a short leash. So Roth gives up one run after throwing three scoreless, and Mercado goes to his bullpen. When we get back, it's Peroza at third, Consuegra at second base, and Jose Mena at the plate in game three. Back after this on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Sometimes it can feel like too much. How do I balance between saving for my own retirement while also paying for student loans? What about my kids and their education? And my parents? They're getting older too. They're going to need me to be there for them very soon.
That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning in Brooklyn. And these are some of the common concerns my clients have. Questions like, how much home can I afford? Can I even take the risk of changing careers while planning for the future? How do I prioritize when everything seems important? It can be very overwhelming. I create flexible financial plans that balance your current needs with where you want to go. Head to futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Aberdeen goes to its bullpen to get right-hander Cade Stroud into the game. Cyclones have struck first in game three. Brooklyn 1, Aberdeen nothing. And Stroud enters with second and third and nobody out. Jose Mena at the plate, the infield drawn in. Stroud readies his pitch. Strike at the top of the zone with a fastball. Now Cade Stroud is no stranger to heat. That was 96 miles an hour. Cyclones have not seen too much of Cade Stroud this year. From the chest, the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Tied him up inside. That was 96 again. Jose Mena has had a hit against Cade Stroud. is a solo home run. The 0-2. Caught on and missed. Blew it by him. 97 miles an hour. Stroud gets his first man. Just overpowering. Stroud, older guy, 24 years old. Former 12th round pick out of West Virginia. 2019. Here's William Lugo. Infield still in. Pitch. Stroud misses down and away. Spins the slider off the plate for ball one. So Brooklyn leads 1-0 on a Stanley Consuegra RBI double. He's at second. Peroza at third. Righty to righty. Pitch. Lugo fouls it back. Count evens at a ball and a strike. That was 97 in. Stroud having his best year as a pro. He has moved exclusively to the bullpen. Strikeout rate is off the charts at 34%, channeling that heat. Leans back, 1-1. Swing and a miss. 97 miles an hour. Opponents hitting 185. The whip just a notch above 1, which is really good. 1.07. Walks, hits per innings pitched. Pretty good for a reliever. Stroud's 1-2. Caught on and missed. He blew it by him. 98 miles an hour. Stroud has come in and struck out Mina and Lugo. Here's Sherman Newton as the infield backs up to normal depth. Cyclones have a 1-0 lead. Brooklyn has had a lot of base runners tonight. This is certainly an instance where they're happy to get one. But that run probability chart said they probably should have some more. Newton batting left as the switch hitter. Stroud fires and delivers one at the knees for a strike. Poured in there at 97. Stroud closes off, white cleats together on the dirt, comes to a stop. 0-1. Swing and a tip into the mitt, strike two. John Newton is behind, nothing in two. Stroud is throwing 9 pitches. 8 of them for strikes. A lot of them really, really hard. Brooklyn has a 1-0 lead. We're in the top of the fourth. Second and third, 2 outs. Newton behind, nothing in 2. Pitch. Way outside. Pavloni fires out of the crouch to catch that. Good grab, reaching up to his left over the vacant batter's box. Just the second one that Stroud has thrown out of the zone. Consuegra at second, Peroza at third. The flamethrower's 1-2. Grounded to second base. Velez hops to his right, bobbles, recovers, fires to first in time. And the inning is over. Cyclones get one, could have had a lot more. 1 run, 3 hits, 1 error, 2 left. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Brooklyn strikes first. 1-0 Clones against the Birds on the Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
That's not good.
Bottom of the fourth inning in Aberdeen. The Cyclones have struck first. Clones have taken a 1-0 lead. Houston Roth out of the game, but Cade Stroud in for fireman duty to put out the flames. So Junior Santos faces Dylan Beavers. First pitch. Sinker falls off the plate, down and away for ball one. So Junior is throwing three scoreless. Trying to throw a shutdown inning after Brooklyn spots him the lead. The 1-0. Fouled back. And a count to a ball and a strike. Junior's actually been very efficient. This is one of the moments where you look back. Okay, at first three innings, Junior at his best. Just 22 pitches to face nine batters. That's pretty good. Santos is 1-1. Slider missed low. Ball two. But this is the second time through the Aberdeen lineup for Junior. One hit, one walk. Beavers had an infield single his first time. The 2-1. Beavers takes down and in right over his cleats. 93 miles an hour. Santos falls behind. 3-1. That was a pretty long top of the fourth. So Junior's been in rhythm all night. Had to sit and watch his team with some base runners. 3-1. There's a strike at the top of the zone. Sinker came in there at the letters at 93. Beavers, Wagner, Kerstad, 1-2-3 in the Baltimore High A order. Junior, huffing a puff, 3-2. Grounded to the right side. Schwartz waits on the one hopper. Fields and runs across first in time, beating Beavers to the bag. One away. So that's five ground outs, one fly out for Santos. A really good rate for the sinker baller. Bottom four. Base is clear. One out. 1-0 Brooklyn. Here's Max Wagner. The righty. Pitch. Slider missed off the plate for ball one. Wagner, good hard ground ball, but right at Peroza, who started a double play. That was back in the first. Junior winds and fires. And that time the slider is in there for a strike. So Wagner has a one ball, one strike count. Max is 1-for-9 in this series. Santos, high kick, 1-1. That's way inside, right across Wagner's belt. And he get out of the way for ball two. So Houston Roth, his final line, the starter for Aberdeen. One unearned run on four hits. Walked one, struck out three in three plus. 2-1. Slider missed outside. Wagner with an easy take for ball three. Infield is back, outfield deep. No wind tonight. 3-1. Swing and a miss. Might have got a piece of it at 93. But now the count full. Junior trying to fight all the way back in back-to-back at bats. 3-2. Just missed off the plate. And Wagner is aboard with his second walk of the series. So Junior's given up three base runners. Two of them on walks. And the only hit that he's allowed is just a little infield single. That J.T. Schwartz was pulled off the bag by a wide throw. Here's Heston Kerstad. He's had a great series. Pitch. Slider a little bit down for ball one to the lefty. Cyclones have a 1-0 lead in game three. Wagner off first base. Schwartz holding him on. Junior from the stretch. Holds and deals. And the sinker misses low, ball two. So Junior in this inning is certainly coming about a little bit flat. We got to 3-2 on Beavers. Got him to ground out, but had to work back from that. 3-2 on Wagner, lost him, and now falling behind, 2-0 on Kerstad. The 2-0. Grounded right in front of the plate. O'Neill out, picks it up, throws to first. Two down. That was a very weird science experiment there for Kerstad. He swung at that ball and hit the top of it, jammed it right down into the dirt. It formed a crater and then rolled out right past the lip of the dirt onto the turf in front of the plate. O'Neill can really field his position, got out there and threw at Kerstad. But on the play, Wagner's at second now. Two outs for T.T. Bowens. Dangerous hitter. Pitch. Fouled off. First time up tonight, T.T. a four-pitch walk. That was more of a respect play than it was Junior missing his spots. And I'll tell you why. Because this year, T.T. Bowens is 4-for-7 with a home run against Junior. The 0-1. At the knees, strike two. Santos snuck a little off-speed pitch at 84. Bowens a little bit hesitant. He certainly wasn't going to swing at it. And then when it was a 50-50 pitch, had a word or two for the home plate umpire, Denver Dangerfield. But now Bowens, who is built like a solid rock, he stands back in that righty batter's box. Runner at second base, two outs. The 0-2. Grounded towards the middle. It is a base hit into center field. Wagner around third. He scores standing up. Ramirez fields and fires into second. We are tied. T.T. remains dominant against Junior Santos. Hits an RBI single to make it 1-1 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Broken bat, T.T. just so strong. It doesn't matter if it's a broken bat or not. Sometimes you get weaker contact because the bat's in two pieces. But enough to sneak it between the second base bag and Shervin Newton right up the middle. So now both sides have put up a tally in the fourth. O'Neill out there to calm Junior down. And here's Judd Fabian with a runner at first. So Aberdeen challenged, down early 1-0. The Birds have responded to tie the game. Santos ready. And deals his first. And it's right down the middle for a strike. 95 mile an hour fastball. Junior getting a little angry with that one. His previous fastballs were coming in at 93. Fabian bounced into a double play his first time. Junior's 0-1. Caught on and miss. High cheese at 96. One of Junior's fastest tonight. So we're all back at even. 1-1 in the bottom of the fourth. Junior back to throw and strikes. Bowens off first base. Small lead, maybe two strides. O'Neill sets up away. The 0-2. Just missed outside. Tried the slider. Fabian with a very daft look there to not swing at that pitch. Junior with his feet pointed towards third. Leans in for the sign. Straightens up. Leans back. Runner goes. 1-2 pitch. Popped up towards the right side of the infield. Peroza races over trying to find it. He can't, and it drops. And the runners are safe at first and third. JT Schwartz went over to try to field it, and it drops. That was the perfect storm because the runner broke from first to second. And with a righty at the plate, the second baseman has to come over and cover on a potential throw down. And so as Peroza ran one way, the ball was popped up in the infield on the other side, and he had to hit the brakes, try to run back, and he couldn't find it. So it's an infield single. It should have really been an out, And now it's first and third with two outs for Billy Cook. And here comes Aberdeen with a chance to take the lead. Junior is still one out away from getting through this fourth. Cook struck out his first time. Pitch. Cracked in the air to center. Ramirez over. He has room. Gets over to the spot in right center. Under the video board. Makes the catch. And the inning over. Aberdeen ties the game. T.T. Bowens. Two outs. Two strikes. What else is new? Single up the middle to tie the game. It's 1-1 between Brooklyn and Aberdeen heading to the fifth. Game three of the North Division Championship Series on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, the New York Mets future is here with MILB.TV. With all home games and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Cyclones on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch more than 6,500 games, including all available playoff games. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code CYCLONES at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today. Sometimes it can feel like too much. How do I balance between saving for my own retirement while also paying for student loans? What about my kids and their education? And my parents? They're getting older too. They're going to need me to be there for them very soon.
That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning in Brooklyn. And these are some of the common concerns my clients have. Questions like, how much home can I afford? Can I even take the risk of changing careers while planning for the future? How do I prioritize when everything seems important? It can be very overwhelming. I create flexible financial plans that balance your current needs with where you want to go. Head to futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
So we're back at square one. Brooklyn 1, Aberdeen 1 to the fifth. Win or go home for both sides. This is the final game of the best of three. Brooklyn 1 on Tuesday. Aberdeen 1 last night. Junior Santos just gave up the tying run. So now back to the Brooklyn bats. Matt O'Neill against the hard-throwing right-hander Cade Stroud. First one, righty to righty. Slider swoops in for a strike on the inside corner at 85. Stroud was touching 98 as he came on for the final three outs in the fourth inning. The 0-1. Swing and a miss at another slider down and away. And O'Neill behind, nothing in two. So Matt has struck out already. Brooklyn has fanned six times of their 12 outs. The 0-2, missed high with the heat. That was 93. Stroud not supposed to be in there for a long time. He's missed some time due to injury. The 1-2, breaking ball grounded towards the middle. Valdez to his right dives, and it's a base hit into center field. O'Neill is on board to start the fifth. That's got to feel really good for O'Neill, who has not played since September the 2nd and has not had a hit since September the 1st. So he singles off the 25-year-old Cade Stroud out of Fort Worth, Texas. And here's Matt Rudick. So Rudy means the start of the batting order, third time through. Spin and a throw over, and O'Neill runs back in, feet first. Stroud missed the end of May, all of June, and all of July, recovering from injury. So not that much in the tank. Pitch. Rudick fouls back the fastball at 96, turning it away for strike one. One game, top of the fifth. An update from the South. Bowling Green has taken a 2-1 lead against Rome in the top of the third. The 0-1. Rudick hits a pop-up into shallow left. Cook comes racing over towards the line. Makes the catch. And Rudick flies out. So Bowling Green, who dropped the first game of that series, won last night 10-1 in their ballpark, where the ball absolutely flies. And the Hot Rods are up again. Winner of this game plays the winner of that game. Throw over to first, and O'Neill once again scampers back to the bag. Here's Ramirez, who is 1-for-2. Alex bats with one on and one out. Stroud to the plate. First pitch misses low. Fastball there at 96 for ball one. Ramirez feels like he's knocking on the door, even though he's had a good series. 4-for-10. Had a single back in the first inning. Stroud's 1-0. Breaking ball caught on and missed. That was at 91. Potentially a slider, potentially a cutter, depending on how strong Cade Stroud is, because he's touched 98 with the fastball. Another throw over and a kneel back. So Bowen's holding O'Neill on, who's definitely not a threat to run, but Stroud just making sure his secondary lead doesn't get big. 1-1. Cracked up the middle on a line towards center. Fabian back, makes the shoulder high catch, and Ramirez is out. And again, Ramirez has put together some really good swings. He didn't even have time to drop the bat. He flew out to center, I should say lined out to center so fast that he didn't even drop the bat. So this brings up JT Schwartz. We're tied at one in the top of the fifth. Cyclones took the lead on a Stanley Consuegra RBI double. T.T. Bowens tied the game with an RBI single. Stroud delivers, and Schwartz hits one in the sky to left. Cook back at the track. Cook at the fence. He makes the catch right at the wall. JT just missed one. It's 3-10 down the left field line. He had to hit that one. 3-0-8. The inning is over. Brooklyn strands one. We're halfway through game three. Tied at one in Maryland. Brooklyn and Aberdeen on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
We head to the bottom of the fifth inning in Aberdeen. This is game three between the Brooklyn Cyclones and Aberdeen Ironbirds. Tied at one. Both teams crossed a run in the fourth inning. Cyclones got close there in the fifth. JT Schwartz flew out to the deep warning track down the left field line. So Junior back at it. Santos faces 7, 8, 9 in the order. Always a lot easier on paper than it is in real life. It's Pavloni, Bencosme, and Valdez. Pavloni grounded out to short his first time. He's had success against Junior this year. First toss to the righty. Pavloni rips one into left center field. Base hit. A two-hopper onto the turf. Ramirez cuts it off and fires back in. So Pavloni is now 4-for-5 against Junior this year. Now Santos just threw his 46th pitch. So he's still been somewhat effective. Pitch count's been really down, which is nice. But that doesn't really matter in the playoffs, because Louis can go to the bullpen as fast as possible. Here's Frederick Bencosme, lefty shortstop. By the way, Santos has picked up two double play balls tonight. Pitch. grounded towards third, bunted. Lugo picks it up, throws to first. It's late. Van Cosme is safe on the bunt base hit. So Lugo is in, waiting for the bunt, and it came, but it didn't get to him. He had a charge, and the ball was fair. And it wasn't done moving yet. And I think even Shervin Newton has come over to talk to Lugo at third. Might have said, you got to wait. Because if that ball rolls foul, it's a foul ball. We do it all over again. Here comes Louis. There's been no pitch mound visit from anybody so far. So this is, I think, just a little face-to-face meeting. So the manager of the Brooklyn Cyclones is out there talking to the entire infield. O'Neill, Schwartz, Peroza, Newton, and Lugo. And that tall lighthouse, Junior Santos, head and shoulders above everybody else at 6'7". It is first and second with nobody out. This is the best start to a rally that Aberdeen has had tonight. So everybody back to their spots. Rivera heads towards the third base dugout steps. And the nine man, switch hitting second baseman Luis Valdez, stands in. Again, 7-8-9 is a lot easier on paper. Corners are in, middle infield back. There's nobody out. Valdez struck out his first time. Junior fires. And the pitch bunted foul at home plate. Valdez trying to take everybody by surprise with a second consecutive bunt. Cyclones have bodies up in the bullpen. Nobody throwing yet. Schwartz and Lugo come in. Santos fires. Valdez takes a strike on the inside corner and twists away towards his first base dugout in disgust. So Junior, who struck out Valdez on three pitches his first time, has him 0-2 again. Tied at one, bottom of the fifth. Aberdeen threatening first and second. 0-2. Struck him out, ball in the dirt, gets behind O'Neill. The runners advance. And now the bases are not loaded. Valdez is out because first base was occupied. That's a rule that the Atlantic League is changing. Not here, though, in the minor leagues. So it is a strikeout, one out, but the runners do go to second and third. It's actually a very interesting experiment they're running over there for moments exactly like this. So Valdez was all the way at first base. He thought he survived, but first base occupied. And now with Dylan Beavers at the plate, the Cyclones intentionally walk Dylan Beavers to open up the double play. That is a huge part of this equation. So the bases are loaded. There's one out. It's 1-1. And here's Max Wagner. That's a really big decision. Pitch. Missed up high. Ball one. By the way, Beavers tonight has not hit the ball out of the infield. He's at first. Ben Cosme at second. Pavloni at third. Wagner tonight a walk and a double play ground out. The 1-0. Sinker low and it's ball two. Both Peroza and Newton are up the middle, pinching tight to second base to try to roll the double play. Schwartz in at first. Lugo back at third. The 2-0. Strike. 95 miles an hour with a sinker on the outside corner. Wagner's slide open stance. Sways the bat over the plate a few times. Puts it over his right shoulder. Junior ready. 2-1. Just missed outside at 96. And now, with the intentional walk, there is no place to put Max Wagner. He knows it. Junior knows it. This could be a very fat pitch. Tied at one, bottom of the fifth inning in the decisive game three. Bases loaded, one out. Pitch, swing and a miss. Boy, what a swing from Max Wagner on a sinker in. Runners walk into their leads. O'Neill sets up on the outside corner. Payoff pitch. Caught on and missed. Tipped. It's tipped. O'Neill didn't squeeze it, so the at-bat continues. And Matt jumps out of the crouch. That one was fouled off of his quad. So Wagner stays alive. Now on that tip, O'Neill squeezes it. It's an out, but because he didn't squeeze it, the at-bat continues. Junior ready, chest high. Shoulders rise and fall. Pitch. Caught on and missed. He struck him out. Two down. What a comeback for Junior. So the bases remain loaded. Nobody has scored in the inning. Here is a very tough Heston Kerstad, the number 10 Orioles prospect. Has put the bat on the ball twice tonight, but he has flown out and grounded out. The entire infield is back. Junior steps off. That resets the clock, so he has a chance to get his bearings under him. First one. In the dirt, O'Neill blocks it. It's ball one. The inning began with a Pavloni single to left center. Ben Cosme with a bunt base hit. And then after Valdez struck out, Beavers put on the intentional walk. 1-0 to Kerstad. Pitch. Popped up behind third. Tough play. Lugo out. Newton out. Shervin makes the call. The ball drops. Two-run score. Fired into the infield. And Aberdeen has scored twice on the Bermuda Triangle pop up down the left field line. Kerstad makes it 3-1 Aberdeen. Brooklyn got the pop up it wanted. It went behind Lugo down the line. Rudick came in. Lugo went back. Newton tried to come racing over like a gazelle. And he's the one that put the glove up. And he did not make the catch. Pavloni scores from third base. Ben Cosme scores from second. Beavers goes first to third and Kerstad into second base. And the night over for Junior Santos. To be honest with you, Santos did his job, got out of it. That is really, really tough luck for the Cyclones. But Aberdeen has taken the lead in game three. Louis goes to the bullpen. We'll be back after this. Second and third, two outs. The bottom of the fifth continues right after this on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Cyclones make a Bi-Cal Cadillac call to the bullpen to bring in Mike Vassell. So one of the top Mets pitching prospects comes on to get the final out. Aberdeen has taken the lead. Birds have a 3-1 advantage against the Cyclones. Vassell steps into second and third. And his first pitch to T.T. Bowens. Hits the outside corner with a slider for strike one. Bases loaded, two outs. Junior got cursed, had to pop one up down the line. And the ball falls in. Two runs have scored. Vassell's 0-1. Up and in, back to the netting. Here comes Beavers from third. There's no play. He slides in safely. Aberdeen has a 4-1 lead on the wild pitch. And Beavers, the runner, put on for free by the Cyclones, who decided to intentionally walk Dylan Beavers to load the bases. So he scores. Kerstad down to third. It's 1-1 on Bowens. Vassell fires. A miss low and away. That was 88 down in the dirt. Ball two. Bowens been on twice tonight. A walk and an RBI single. Two-one. Check swing and a ball down, and Bowens did go around. JT Shaw made the call from behind first. Two balls, two strikes. Aberdeen has had the biggest inning. Birds have scored three to take a 4-1 lead. 2-2. Rip towards the middle. Base hit center field. Kerstad scores on the RBI knock. And Bowens makes it 5-1. T.T. Bowens has been a nightmare for the Cyclones. Two hits, two RBIs, and a walk. And Brooklyn has not been able to get him out since Tuesday. So Vassell has come on and thrown a wild pitch and given up a single, and now faces his second hitter, Judd Fabian. Pitch. Fastball missed inside at 96 for ball one. Fabian is single in two trips. Mike holds the set, 1-0. In the dirt, gets by O'Neill. That's back to the screen, and Bowen springs for second on another wild one. Boy, Vassell is throwing a lot of wild pitches. This is very unlike him, but this is also a new feeling for Vassell. He's a starter. Coming out of the bullpen in tonight's game. Two and oh. Another runner at second base. Vassell flings the pitch. Swing and a miss. 98 on the inside corner. Two balls and a strike. A four-run bottom of the fifth. 2-1. Fabian pops one up down the right field line. Another tough play. Consuegra over towards the wall, and it falls foul. That Kerstad double down the left field line was the absolute worst luck you can find. Absolute worst luck. A ball that landed in That Bermuda Triangle, no man's land down the line with two outs, runners moving on contact. Aberdeen could not have asked for a better break. 2-2 on Judd Fabian. Vassell has the sign, has the target. Pitch. Swing and a miss. He strikes out Fabian on 97, and the inning is over. But the Birds have potentially a season-changing inning. Aberdeen scores four times to take a 5-1 lead over Brooklyn into the sixth. We're back after this in Game 3 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
So Aberdeen has a monster bottom of the fifth inning to take a 5-1 lead. And as the Cyclones come to the plate in the top of the sixth, needing a response, Brooklyn sees a new right-hander in the game. It is the 22-year-old Ignacio Feliz. Feliz, by the way, is nasty. He's got amazing stuff. Strikeout rate at 34%. 135 strikeouts in 92 innings at this level. Feliz, one of those names that you hope you don't see when you show up for a series. But here he is. So Feliz comes on after Cade Stroud through two scoreless innings with two strikeouts. Jose Peroza stands in, first pitch. And Feliz misses a little low with 91. One ball, no strikes. Peroza, a single in two trips. Pitch. Feliz misses low again. Ball two. Cyclone struck first in this game. Took a 1-0 lead in the top of the fourth. On Stanley Consuegra's RBI double. Cyclone stranded second and third later on in that inning with, again, nobody out. The 2-0. That's low and away. And then Ignacio misses for ball three. So the catcher, Connor Pavloni, goes walking all the way out to the mound. He's got his hand on Feliz's chest. He is face-to-face with him. He's trying to snap him out of whatever funk he has fallen into in just three pitches. In the playoffs, every single base runner matters. Cyclones will tell you that after the bottom of the fifth. A disaster for them. But even Pavloni, the catcher for Aberdeen, who's up 5-1, knows that a free base runner is the devil right now. Here comes the 3-0, and it's low, ball four. So the Cyclones trying to respond right away, have the first guy on to start the top of the sixth. So Konecavo's trivia here in the sixth inning. Here's Stanley Consuegra, 5-1 Aberdeen. Feliz now from the stretch, kicks and comes home, and drops the slider in for a little get-me-over strike at 83 miles an hour. Peroza off first base, the 0-1, way outside, all the way back to the screen, and Peroza gets 90 feet. So Feliz has come in, a little bit head scratching. He throws a wild pitch after the walk. And it's One ball and one strike on Consuegra. So tonight's trivia question. Two members of this current squad for the Brooklyn Cyclones are 2019 New York Penn League champions. They're both in the lineup tonight. Can you name them? Pitch. Consuegra takes low, and it's ball two. So again, two Cyclones who are in this lineup tonight are also 2019 Brooklyn Cyclones New York Penn League champions. Can you name them? 2-1. Consuegra smacks one. Deep left field. Out to the wall. Gone! Oh, did Stanley Consuegra just deliver a big lift? He takes Ignacio Feliz deep over the left field wall. Two-run home run. Brooklyn back on track. Aberdeen's lead is cut to 5-3. Consuegra has come to play tonight. Double home run. He's knocked in three runs. And Brooklyn with life. So Feliz gives up a line drive bombosa. Here's Mena. First pitch. Wave and a miss. Strike one. That was a line drive to left field that just never stopped rising. The 0-1. That runs inside. It's a ball and a strike. That swing right there is why Consuegra has turned so many heads this year. He's now a top 30. 1-1. Tap weakly into the Brooklyn dugout. One ball, two strikes. Consuegra, number 23 in the Mets top 30. He was injured all of last year. And for him, he's really been on a mission this year just to make sure everybody remembers the name. The 1-2. Mena pulls one foul just outside third. So it stays 1-2. So the Cyclones have cut it to 5-3. By the way, an update. Bowling Green up on Rome, 2-1 in the fourth inning. The 1-2. Mena takes a close one outside. Feliz threw it at 94 at the knees. Ignacio's 2-2. Foul back up over our heads. William Lugo on deck. Mena tonight 0-2 with a strikeout and a ground out. Feliz's pitch. In the dirt, cut on and miss. Pavloni picks it up, steps in front of the plate, and wings it down to first to complete the strikeout. And Mena retired. So talking to Matt Rudick, who's the leadoff hitter for the Cyclones, he said we have such a momentum-based offense. One guy gets a hit, another guy gets a hit, and then we go. Everybody jumps in. But every once in a while with this Cyclones team, you get a lift. And Stanley Consuegra with a big lift on a two-run home run. And now, wait a second, the training staff is coming out to take a look at the Aberdeen catcher, Connor Pavloni. Draft pick last year out of Tennessee. Elise Kramer is out to talk to Pavloni, who just fielded that ball in the dirt. I don't know if he felt something on the impact of the ball off the dirt and then hitting his body or on the throw down to first base, because he completed the play with, you know, about the average effort that a catcher gives and then felt something. And I'm looking at Kramer's face, smiling back at Pavloni. And Mercado, the manager, is just there to manage, I guess. He's got his hands on his hips. He's making sure everything's okay. So Mercado gives Pavloni a little pat on the keister. Kramer tucks the towel under her armpit. And both manager and trainer walk down to the first base dugout steps. So there's one out in the top of the sixth inning. Brooklyn is down 5-3. Stanley Consuegra has hit a two-run home run in the inning against Ignacio Feliz. Feliz now sees William Lugo, who homered last night. Pitch. Breaking ball just missed off the plate for ball one. Lugo, two strikeouts tonight, but facing Feliz for the first time. Pitch. caught on a miss. Big swing on a breaking ball. One ball, one strike. Infield is back on the left side of the infield. Waiting for Lugo to send a bullet their way. Pitch. This one's launched. Deep down the line. If it's fair, it's gone. It is foul. Lugo just tucked it foul. Boy, he has had two swings in two nights. I mean, that's a foul ball, but it still scares half the town. Lugo displaying that raw power. The 1-2. Missed low and away. I tell you what, Ignacio Feliz, who is one of the, if you go back to April, May, June, one of the scariest arms to face in the league, looking rather hittable tonight in the sixth inning. 2-2. Popped up on the right side of the infield. First baseman Bowen's over to make the catch. Lugo got jammed. And now Feliz has acquired back-to-back outs after the walk and the home run. Base is clear for Newton with two outs. Switch hitter batting left. Newton a strikeout and a ground out. Infield plays him to pull. Got the shortstop and Cosme up the middle. Pitch. Feliz floats in a changeup for a strike at 80 miles an hour. Feliz quick windup, 0-1. Grounded foul to the Aberdeen dugout. Nothing in two. Ignacio looks in very softly, very slowly for the sign and then taps his feet like he's got, you know, ants in his pants. Moving quickly. Herky-jerky windup. Here he goes, 0-2. And Newton strikes out on the slider down and in. But the Cyclones get two runs back on one swing. Stanley Consuegras sends a line drive screamer over the left center field wall. Brooklyn is back within two. Aberdeen 5, Brooklyn 3. We go to the bottom of the sixth in game 3 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Off we go to the bottom of the sixth inning at Leidos Field. Ripken Stadium off I-95. This is the decisive game 3. Winner goes to the championship series. Loser, I guess, sets up a tee time and goes home to play some golf. But nobody wants to play golf yet. Winner this series gets the winner of tonight's game in Bowling Green, either the Hot Rods or the Rome Braves. Mike Vassell got the final out in the fifth. He starts the sixth against right-handed left fielder Billy Cook. So Vassell, with the relief appearance tonight, turns his hips, first toss. Hit him on the shoulder. And Vassell puts Cook on for free with 92 off the shoulder. Not a good start. Vassell's been a little erratic. Two wild pitches, one that has led to a run. And now that one up and in. Mets' eighth round pick out of Virginia from Wellesley, Mass. Hits Billy Cook to start the sixth inning. So Connor Pavloni now bats. Vassell working on the bottom three in the order. Wow, Bowling Green just took a 6-1 lead. Dylan Paulson just hit a grand slam. Wow, that's huge. First pitch. Vassell misses down and away for ball one. So the answer to your Coney Combos trivia question we asked you tonight of the carryover from the 2019 championship team. Two players from that team are on this team. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Tied him up with 91 on the inside corner. And the answer is Jose Mena and Jose Perosa. So I'm sure if you just responded Jose, we would have had to count it. 1-1 on Pavloni. Vassell fires. Runner goes. Pitch is caught on a miss. O'Neill cocks the arm back. Throws down. And then the throw is late. Stolen base for Billy Cook. We have not had many stolen bases in this series. Well, Cook, who is put on for free by Vassell, is now in scoring position with nobody out. Mary and Diane DiBernardo got it right. Hernan Sanchez as well. John DeLuca got it right with the hashtag Coney Combos and, of course, the Wolf. 1-2. Missed outside. Two balls, two strikes. And the Birdman of Brooklyn hooting in with his response on Twitter. Aberdeen 5, Brooklyn 3. Bottom of the sixth inning. Perosa clapping the glove near second base, keeping Cook close. Vassell fires, and the slider fouled back. Pavloni's single to start the fifth inning. Got the rally going for the Birds. Single, bunt, single. Two on, nobody out. And that started what was four runs in for Aberdeen. That's why they're up big. Pitch. Caught on and missed. And Pavloni strikes out and I think caught O'Neill on the backswing. So the barrel of Pavloni's bat coming through the plate and back over his shoulder again towards his behind hit O'Neill on the left shoulder. So Pavloni making sure that O'Neill's okay. Pavloni, by the way, the opposing catcher, so knows that kind of pain. One on, one out. Here's the shortstop. The 19-year-old, Frederick Ben-Cosme. Big kid. Vassell lifts a leg, fires. And dots the knees with 93 for strike one. Give you the Junior Santos final line. Vassell's 0-1. Swing and a miss. 96 on the outside corner. The Junior's final line really does not indicate how he pitched tonight. Gave up 5 runs on 6 hits. But really, it was that little looper into left field that fell in. Heston Kerstad, bases loaded, 2 outs. Pop one up down the left field line. Lugo went over. Newton went over. Rudick came in and the ball dropped. And 2 runs scored. Here's the 0-2. And it's right there. Ben-Cosme takes strike 3. So Vassell sneaks 95 right through the zone, and Ben-Cosme packs his bags behind Pavloni. And here's the 9-man, Luis Valdez, who has had tough luck tonight. He has struck out on 6 pitches. Aberdeen leads Brooklyn 5-3. We're in the bottom of the sixth. Billy Cook still at second base. Vassell looks at second, looks home. Pitch. Slider just missed in tight for ball one. Valdez, little guy, 5'10", about 170 pounds. Maybe soaking wet, 170 pounds. The 1-0. He shows bunt, but takes a strike on the inside corner. All of the outfielders on this current team. Valdez also one of them. playing second base tonight. All from Delmarva. All started down there. The 1-1. Pounds the outside corner. Vassell back to it with 96, and it's strike two. After the hit by pitch and the stolen base, it's been strikeout, strikeout, and now 1-2 on the nine man. And as Vassell comes set, Valdez calls for time. Brooklyn, by the way, in the seventh inning, has O'Neill due up, and then the top, Rudick and Ramirez. 1-2, breaking ball, got him looking, and Vassell strikes out the side after that hit by pitch, and posts a zero. Vassell does his job. We go to the seventh inning. Two-run game. Aberdeen up 5-3 on the Brooklyn Cyclones in Game 3 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night, a night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
We go to the seventh inning. Final three frames of Game 3. North Division Championship Series. Aberdeen leads Brooklyn 5-3. Ignacio Feliz back out there. And Matt O'Neill stands in from the right side. 9-1-2 in the Mets high affiliate order. First pitch. Breaking ball, strike one. Inside corner. So life given back to Brooklyn. Siani Consuegra hit a two-run home run in the sixth. Here comes the 0-1. Another breaking ball. Stayed up and in, and O'Neill takes for ball one. Feliz tap dances, 1-1. That's down low in the dirt for ball two. O'Neill a single and a strikeout tonight. Singled his last time up. That was against Cade Stroud. 2-1. Feliz misses off the plate, ball three. Feliz threw 23 pitches in that sixth inning. Too many for Roberto Mercado. 3-1. And O'Neill takes a breaking ball, strike inside corner. So the count full. Infield back. Feliz spins the payoff pitch. And the breaking ball cracked right up the middle, base hit into center field. How about Matty O tonight? O'Neill with two singles, both starting innings. So now the Cyclones send the top of the order up. And with at least one guy on, you got now the tying run at the plate. Clones have homered in every game of this series. They used it a lot on Tuesday night, had three of them. Even one from this guy, Matt Rudick. Broken down by two in the top of the seventh. First pitch. Rudick takes low and in, and Feliz misses again. Nobody up in the Aberdeen bullpen. We've seen Roberto Mercado with a very quick trigger tonight. Short leash for his pitching. 1-0. Down and in. That was the changeup, and Rudick takes an easy one. It's ball two. And now Connor Pavloni, the catcher, walks out to the mound. We'll update you on the score from Citi Field tonight as the Mets are taking on the Pittsburgh Pirates. Mets 90 wins and 55 losses. Tonight, thanks to Daniel Vogelbach's solo home run, have boosted out to a 3-1 lead over Pittsburgh in the top of the seventh. Taiwan Walker tonight, 6 shutty. So 2-0 on Rudick, runner at first base. Nobody out. Pitch. Popped him up over second. Then Cosme goes walking out, but here comes Valdez from second base to make the catch. So Rudick pops out. He's now 1-for-4. And here's Alex Ramirez. Ramirez has certainly showed up in this series. 4-for-11. Has sent everything deep to the outfield when he has made out. Feliz to the plate. Slider, strike one. Ramirez stepping in the box and taking that one all the way. Under a nice sky at Aberdeen's Ripken Stadium. 5-3 Ironbirds. Pitch. Just missed outside. Close call. 92. And Feliz really snaps the glove as he got the ball back from Connor Pavloni. The Aberdeen dugout jawing for a call. They didn't like that. So instead of 0-2, it's 1-1 on Ramirez. A single in 3 trips tonight. Pitch. In tight. Feliz missed with the breaking ball. Ignacio, 22 years old, out of the capital city of the Dominican, that is Santo Domingo. 2-1. Ramirez flies it foul, back and out of play, off to the first base side. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Feliz started his career with Cleveland, went to San Diego, playing by the Orioles in December of 2020. And they love him. He's a tough arm. 2-2. Missed outside with the fastball. 95. So Alex seeing a lot of pitches. Has Feliz 3-2. O'Neill still at first base with one out. Brooklyn down 5-3 in the seventh. There comes the payoff. Breaking ball grounded to third. Wagner fields. Throws to second one. Valdez to first base. Double play. Inning over. Feliz jacked up as he walks off the field. He faces the minimum in the seventh inning. And the clock ticking on the Brooklyn Cyclones. 5-3 Birds. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Sometimes it can feel like too much. How do I balance between saving for my own retirement while also paying for student loans? What about my kids and their education? And my parents? They're getting older too. They're going to need me to be there for them very soon.
That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning in Brooklyn. And these are some of the common concerns my clients have. Questions like, how much home can I afford? Can I even take the risk of changing careers while planning for the future? How do I prioritize when everything seems important? It can be very overwhelming. I create flexible financial plans that balance your current needs with where you want to go. Head to futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night, a night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
Good financial.
Aberdeen still leads Brooklyn 5-3. As we go to the bottom of the seventh inning, win or go home for both sides. Right now the Birds in front by two. Mike Vassell faces Dylan Beavers. It's Beavers, Wagner, Kerstad, 1-2-3. Vassell righty to the lefty Beavers. First pitch breaking ball, strike one. Beavers intentionally walked his last time. That was part of that four-run fifth inning that has the Birds in front. Pitch. Vassell misses outside, and it's a ball and a strike. Mike has given up a hit. He's hit a batter, but struck out the other four that he's faced. Here's the 1-1. And the fastball misses outside. Ball two. So Vassell last through on that final Sunday regular season doubleheader day in Winston-Salem. This was back on Sunday. Only lasted three innings. 2-1. Beavers goes after it and swings through the slider for strike two. And what he's just trying to do is keep this thing where it is and let the Cyclones offense six outs to use. Try to come back. 2-2 to Beavers. And he cuts and misses for strike three. Make it four in a row on punchies. For Mike Vassell, that was 95 miles an hour. Bowling Green still leading Rome 6-1, top of the sixth inning at Bowling Green Ballpark in Kentucky. Whatever victor comes out of that game hosts on Sunday, by the way. Here's Max Wagner, base is clear. First pitch. Vassell misses low and in with ball one. So one of these two teams popping champagne tonight, traveling early tomorrow. Playing in the South on Sunday. The 1-0 slider. Missed down and away, but Wagner went around with a swing. Whoa. JT Shaw made that call from first base. In the right spot to make the call, but I don't think Wagner really brought his hands through much, but Cyclones get a call there. There comes Vassell's 1-1. Swing and a miss at the high cheese, and it's strike two. Mike coming in with 94 miles an hour. Wagner 0-for-2 with a walk. He's behind 1-2. Pitch. Breaking ball got him looking. Buckled the knees. And Vassell looking good in relief. Aberdeen has yet to really put it together against him. Make it five strikeouts in a row. Here's Heston Kerstad, who right now is public enemy number one for the Brooklyn Cyclones. First pitch. Lefty takes the changeup outside. Ball one. He was the guy at the plate. Bases loaded. Two outs. Popped one up down the third baseline, and it dunked in to bring in two runs and open the floodgates. Pitch. Vassell just missed off the plate with the heat. And it's 2-0. For Kerstad, called a two-run double. He's 1-for-3. He's had a really marvelous series. Vassell bobs into the 2-0. And that's a strike on the outside corner. Again with 94. Mike, the number 11 Mets prospect. One of the top pitching prospects in the system. The 2-1 skips to the plate for ball three. Right now, the top arm, Blade Tidwell, He's pitching with low A St. Lucie, drafted this year. Then Calvin Ziegler, also with St. Lucie, drafted last year. Matt Allen. And then Mike Vassell. Allen has not pitched since 2019. The 3-1. And that's high and away. Kerstad is on with a walk. Not the worst thing in the world, but the problem is the guy that hits behind him is sometimes more dangerous. T.T. Bowens. Now, Bowens has not been figured out by Brooklyn pitching since that 0-for-4 spot on Tuesday. And here's A.J. Sager to talk to Vassell. This is a big final out potentially in this bottom of the seventh inning. So Sager goes out to the mound. These Cyclones pitchers have really been given a great gift. A.J. Sager, 57 years old. Spent 20 seasons in the Tigers organization. But prior to that, pitched as a big leaguer for 12 years. San Diego, Colorado, Cincinnati, and Detroit. 123 big league appearances. AJ from the Midwest, born and raised in Columbus, Ohio, and has a certain calmness about him that these guys, these pitchers, absolutely adore. So sprinkling a little Sager magic on top of Vassell. He's ready to face Bowens with a runner on. Pitch. Missed inside. Close one. But ball one. Bowens has walked and has hit back-to-back RBI singles. Kerstad at first with two outs. Spin and a throw over. Kerstad dives in. And Schwartz just lays the tag on his leg. Five-3 Aberdeen, bottom of the seventh. Vassell's 1-0. Up and in. And Bowens bends out of the way of 94. Mike got the two strikes on Bowens in that fifth inning before TT laced one up the middle. The 2-0. That's down and away with a slider, and it's ball three. Two options here. Probably putting Bowens on for free is the best one of them. Here's the 3-0. And it's outside, ball four. So once you fall behind T.T. Bowens, who, by the way, has been on base four straight times tonight, once you put him or you get behind him, I mean, you have to throw a lot of meatballs to try to get back. Here comes Louie, and Vassell's done. So Vassell, kind of lightning in the bottle, not going to get out there for a very long time. Struck out five in a row and then walked Kerstad and walked Bowens. And Mike walks off the field with two outs in the bottom of the seventh. And whomever is called upon out of the Brooklyn bullpen in left field has to get just one out. It's 5-3 Aberdeen. Birds have two on and two out when we get back on the Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murphs, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murphs, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Cyclones fans, the New York Mets future is here with MILB.TV. With all home games and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Cyclones on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch more than 6,500 games, including all available playoff games. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go.
Use promo code Cyclones at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Louis Rivera makes a Baikal Cadillac call to the bullpen to bring in right-hander Nolan Kleny, who has been his best reliever down the stretch. Kleny needs one out. Aberdeen has first and second with two outs in the bottom of the seventh inning, leading Brooklyn 5-3. So Kleny has to get through Judd Fabian, who homered on Tuesday night against Luis Moreno. Fabian tonight, infield single, a ground out and a strikeout. Right-handed hitter. Bowens at first, Kerstad at second base. Kleny set, the righty's pitch. Foul back. Threw him a cutter over the inside corner for strike one. So Vassell struck out six men. Every out that Vassell got, by the way, was a strikeout. But he walked two. Glennie's 0-1. Missed high with the fastball at 96. One ball, one strike. Whatever Kleny did, whatever he learned as the year has gone on, been amazing. He has upped his velo. Upped his velo as the year has gone on. Think of that. 1-1. Foul back. That was the cutter on the inside corner at 90. So he's got the heater coming in at 96. And the cutter at 90. And they can slow the slider down even more to 86. So it's 1-2. Kleny has so far been throwing strikes. But you have to get that all-important third one. Leans back. 1-2. Got him looking. And Fabian strikes out. So the Birds leave a pair on. And the Cyclones, their pitching staff, is throwing back-to-back scoreless frames and giving the offense a chance. We go to the eighth inning. Game three, do or die. Brooklyn down 5-3 to Aberdeen on the Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700. Or visit online at panoramabustours.com. Cyclones fans, the New York Mets future is here with MILB.TV. With all home games and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Cyclones on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch more than 6,500 games, including all available playoff games. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Cyclones at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
We go to the eighth inning in game three. Keith Rad with you in the broadcast booth tonight. Leidos Field, Ripken Stadium. It's nail-biting time. It is 5-3 Aberdeen. Brooklyn comes to the plate, six outs to work with. Heart of the order, due up. Aberdeen keeps in Ignacio Feliz. Now, Feliz has been streaky in just two innings. Walk, home run, then strikeout, pop-out, strikeout. Single, pop out, double play ball. So a little bit of life in there for the Cyclones offense. They have scored two against him. So JT starts it off. It's Schwartz, Peroza, Consuegra, 3-4-5. Schwartz, the last guy that has yet to see Ignacio. First pitch. Breaking ball strike at the top of the zone at 79 miles an hour. Nothing in one. Schwartz 0-3, the 0-1. Line the other way towards Cook. He races over, makes the catch on the run. One away. JT put good wood on it down the left field line. But Cook able to get over there. It stayed up. And Billy made the catch. So five outs to go for the Cyclones. Down two. Here's Jose Peroza. Peroza, good night. On two out of three times. Pitch. Breaking ball missed up for ball one. Stanley Consuegra is on deck. He has been on all three times. A walk, double, and a homer. The 1-0. Smashed in the air to deep center. This sends Fabian back at the track, at the wall. He looks up. Goodbye, home run! Peroza to straightaway center field. Into the batter's eye. It's a one-run ball game in the eighth. What a daddy hack home run for Jose Peroza. It's 4-0-4 to center, and that was center and then some. He touches home plate with his feet, gets some low love from Stanley Consuegra, and the Cyclones, I tell you what, they have scored three unanswered runs, have cut into a 5-1 deficit and trail, 5-4. And now Mercado comes to take the ball from Ignacio Feliz, ahead of the at-bat to Stanley Consuegra. So when the season is on the line, bats are needed most. Clutch gene surfaces or doesn't. Jose Peroza comes back to lift the Cyclones. Feliz comes out of the game, and Mercado forced to go to his bullpen. This game is far from over. Aberdeen 5, Brooklyn 4, one out in the eighth. Bases clear on the Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Sometimes it can feel like too much. How do I balance between saving for my own retirement while also paying for student loans? What about my kids and their education? And my parents? They're getting older too. They're going to need me to be there for them very soon.
That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning in Brooklyn. And these are some of the common concerns my clients have. Questions like, how much home can I afford? Can I even take the risk of changing careers while planning for the future? How do I prioritize when everything seems important? It can be very overwhelming. I create flexible financial plans that balance your current needs with where you want to go. Head to futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Well, back in Aberdeen, Roberto Mercado goes to his bullpen for Nick Richmond. And Nick Richmond was throwing his warm-up pitches over and over again. Got to the last one and then called for the trainer. But Kramer went out there with the manager, Roberto Mercado. And they talked about it for a second. I have no idea what that was about, but Richmond stays in the game. So the Cyclones, on the back of a Jose Peroza solo home run, are down 5-4, and here's Consuegra. Pitch. Strike one, 95 miles an hour, right down the middle. Consuegra has been a monster tonight. Walk, RBI double, two-run home run. Here comes the 0-1. And it's right down the middle again. Strike two at 95. That was the pitch. Consuegra, then Mena and Lugo. Bases clear, one out. Richmond fires. Swing and a miss. 92 down the middle. All right, Richmond went right at him. So the Cyclones, four outs to go. And here's Mena. Richmond this year, 24% strikeout rate. Walk rate at 11%. Gets a lot of ground balls. Pitch to Mena. Tapped right in front of the plate towards the mound. Richmond off. Fields fires to first. Inning over. The Cyclones get one. And Brooklyn goes to the bottom of the eighth inning. Down 5-4 in Aberdeen. Game three. Win or go home. Birds in front by one and back at the plate when we return on the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning in game three. Aberdeen back at the plate ahead 5-4. Nolan Clenny, you got the final out of the seventh. Gets the eighth. So it's Cook, Pavloni, and Benkosme. Clenny trying to keep it a one-run game before that ninth inning. Righty against righty. Clenny ready to go off his chest. Kicks and comes home. And the breaking ball caught on and missed. Strike one. Clenny able to snap that cutter to get up on Cook. Nothing in one. Billy 0 for 2, but got hit by a pitch last time up. Clenny's 0-1. This low with the slider, and it's ball and a strike. Birds have not scored since that four-run outburst in the bottom of the fifth. At the time, made it 5-1. Here comes the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Another cutter, and it's strike two. Cook calls for time. Redoes the Velcro in his black batting gloves. Double taps the plate. Cook with good power. Got to be careful. 1-2. In the dirt. Now in that fifth inning, where everything really changed. Right now the most pivotal inning of the series. Cyclones made a decision to intentionally walk Dylan Beavers. Put on a free base runner. The 2-2. Just missed down low. So it's 3-2 on Cook. And Beavers scored. So a free base runner. It's a one-run game. Who knows? Payoff pitch. Cook lines one to the center softly. Here comes Ramirez. It's a base hit in front of him. So Cook hits one off the end of the bat to shallow center. And the leadoff man is on in the bottom of the eighth. But to be fair to the game, the Kerstad double down the left field line that just fell in. Cyclones ran to the spot that was furthest from all three fielders close to it, down third. That was the biggest backbreaker. So with Cook at first base, here's Connor Pavloni. Aberdeen leads 5-4. Nobody out in the bottom of the eighth. Plenty fires. And this pitch has popped into right. Consuegra back on it. Not deep. Stanley has the beat and makes the catch. Pavloni retired. The This brings up the young shortstop, Frederick Bencosme. We're in the bottom of the lineup at this point. 8 and 9 batters. Valdez on deck. Bencosme has only been on once tonight. That was a bunt base hit. All part of that dastardly fifth inning. Glennie delivers. And the cutter misses up and in for ball one. Glennie has thrown scoreless outing after scoreless outing since August the 9th. Nolan's 1-0. Bunt shown. Pulled back and taken for a strike. Glennie spins the slider over the outside corner. 1-1. Cook at first base. Certainly a threat to run. 1-1. Bunt pushed up third. It is a foul ball as this time Lugo watches it roll foul. Bencosme is the guy that laid that one down in the fifth inning. And in that instance, Lugo chased after it and picked it up before it stopped rolling. And Shervin Newton walked by him on the way back after the play was over and said, you gotta let that roll foul. Because by the time Lugo picked it up, Bencosme was already past first base. He had already beat it out. And that time, Lugo learned his lesson. So Clinton ahead 1-2. One on, one out. Bottom of the eighth. Aberdeen up 5-4. Pitch. I missed low and in. Fastball at 93, and it's 2-2. Luis Valdez with 3 strikeouts is on deck. Pitch. Caught on and missed. 89. Snuck by Bencosme. And there's 2 down. By the way, just to look a little bit forward, top of the 9th inning. The Cyclones have Lugo, Newton, and O'Neill. Roberto Mercado goes to the bench for a pinch hitter instead of Valdez. It's Trendon Craig. Righty batter drafted last year. So Craig, who the Cyclones have not seen all year, he's a righty hitter, comes in for the pinch hit appearance. Plenty set. Pitch. Cutter strike outside corner. It's nothing and one. Craig spent the last 27 games of his year with the Aberdeen Ironbirds after 59 with Delmarva at low A. Runner goes. 0-1 caught on a miss. The throw goes into center field. Ramirez backs it up, throws it in. So stolen base to Billy Cook, who does run. And it's nothing and two on Trendon Craig. So a runner in scoring position. That is obviously a huge, huge insurance run in a one-run game. But Craig jumping in off the bench, cold. Still with the bat in his hands, 0-2. Pitch. Got him swinging down in the dirt, and O'Neill applies the tag. Cyclones pitching has thrown 3 scoreless innings since the disaster. That was the fifth inning. And we go to the ninth. Last chance dance for the Brooklyn Cyclones. The 2022 season is on the line. Aberdeen leads 5-4 on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
These are the very first images from the new Space Telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app. Or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
Oh, that's not good.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Sometimes it can feel like too much. How do I balance between saving for my own retirement while also paying for student loans? What about my kids and their education? And my parents? They're getting older too. They're going to need me to be there for them very soon.
That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning in Brooklyn. And these are some of the common concerns my clients have. Questions like, how much home can I afford? Can I even take the risk of changing careers while planning for the future? How do I prioritize when everything seems important? It can be very overwhelming. I create flexible financial plans that balance your current needs with where you want to go. Head to futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Cyclones down to their final three outs in the 2022 season. Ninth inning, Aberdeen leads 5-4. Xavier Moore comes in as the closer. William Lugo, first batter. Moore winds and fires. The first pitch is fouled back for strike one. Xavier Moore gives you nightmares. He has a 43% strikeout rate. One of the best pitchers in minor league baseball, to be quite honest with you. Not a top 30 prospect. But darn near impossible. The 0-1. Lugo lines one deep towards the wall. Out to left field. It is off the wall. Chased after by Billy Cook. And now Lugo is into second base with a double. Look at this. William Lugo with a TD Bank double. He's the tying run to start the inning. Almost snuck that over the left field wall. So Trendon Craig out there in left field now had to turn around and go get it. And the Cyclones have the tying run 90 feet away. Here's Shervin Newton. Newton, the switch hitter, batting left. Corners in. Pitch. Newton swings through the changeup for a strike. Aberdeen guarding against the bunt, but Newton, not much of a bunter. Matt O'Neill on deck. Cyclones down one. Moore delivers. Nub foul, third base side, and Shervin behind, nothing in two. Another changeup. Xavier Moore throws 96 miles an hour. And again, a 46% strikeout rate. If you're a Mets fan watching Edwin Diaz strike out 50% of hitters, which is crazy talk, Moore is not that far behind with his numbers. Tying run at second base. The 0-2. Swing and a miss with a ball in the dirt. Newton takes off for first base. Throw down from Pavloni. One out. So Moore gets his first out. Aberdeen wins the game. They're on to the championship series. Cyclones lose. They're headed home. 5-4 in the ninth inning. Here's Matt O'Neill. One on, one out. Pitch. Moore misses outside with a changeup for ball one. Cook keeping the runner close at second base. Here's the 1-0. And that's low, ball two. Cyclone's entire dugout is on the railing. Looking for a rally. Try to keep this magical season alive. Second half champions against the first half champions. The 2-0. Cracked foul down the right field line, out of play. Brooklyn has scored three unanswered runs. It was 5-1 Aberdeen. It's now 5-4. Two-run home run, Stanley Consuegra. Solo home run, Jose Perosa. 2-1. Swing and a miss. 93 miles an hour. And it's 2-2 on Matt O'Neill with one out in the ninth inning. Lugo at second base. Pitch. Fouled off. Now O'Neill rolls it off his left leg and up the third baseline. Foul. Goes hobbling up the first baseline. Matt Rudick is on deck. Xavier Moore, by the way, that hit that he gave up to William Lugo is the first hit he's given up since mid-August. He has not given up a run since August the 5th. Two balls, two strikes on Matt O'Neill. Xavier Moore deals. Strike three called on a changeup. O'Neill goes down looking, and there's two away in the ninth. Brooklyn is down to its final out. Lugo at second base. Matt Rudick at the plate. Pitch. In the dirt. Ball one. Rudick an infield single his first time. But he's gotten underneath the last three. Two pop outs in the infield and a fly out to left. One ball, no strikes. Moore's pitch. Strike on the inside corner. Able to nab the edge with a changeup, and it's 1-1. Alex Ramirez on deck. Moore sets. The big guy looks in. The 1-1. Went behind him. That went behind Matt Rudick. Changeup, though, and it's ball two. Now Moore scares the living daylights out of you with how hard he throws. And certainly that one sent a message as a changeup right behind him. Uncomfortable at bat right now for Matt Rudick. Here comes the 2-1. Swing and a miss. Another changeup. And the Cyclones are down to their final strike of the 2022 season. Rudick calls for time. Fans in Aberdeen rise to their feet. Aberdeen leads Brooklyn 5-4. Tying run for the Cyclones is at second base. The 2-2. Grounded to second base. Cook fields. Looks to first. It is in time. Aberdeen wins the division series. The Ironbirds win 5-4. Win the final two games of the best of three and are headed to the South Atlantic League Championship. They're going crazy behind the mound. Aberdeen jumping up and down. That gang that won the first half puts it together and they move on. Cyclone season has come to an end in Aberdeen, Maryland. So in the ninth inning, Xavier Moore gave up that double to William Lugo. But able to get the next three and end the game. We'll be back to wrap it up with the totals in the final post-game show right after this on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon, Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
So the Baltimore Orioles affiliate holds on to beat the New York Mets affiliate Brooklyn Cyclones 5-4 to advance to the South Atlantic League Championship Series. And right now in the South, Bowling Green is up 7-1 on Rome in the bottom of the seventh inning. So it looks like Aberdeen is headed to Bowling Green, Kentucky. So back to recap this one with the final totals and the postgame show. Keith Rad with you from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Aberdeen goes 5 runs, 8 hits, 1 error. Birds left 4. Brooklyn 4 runs, 9 hits, no errors. Cyclones left 7 men at the plate. Cade Stroud gets the victory. Junior Santos takes the loss. And Xavier Moore does what he does best. He got the save. He is not an easy guy to try to come back and win. So time of the game, 2 hours, 48 minutes. And the attendance, 1,258. So go back and recap this game. Junior Santos, a big one against Houston Roth. And for the first 3 innings, nobody gave up anything. Cyclones so able to jump in front in the top of the fourth. JT Schwartz reached on a sharply hit ball to the right side. The next batter, Jose Peroza, singled. And Stanley Consuegra, who had a big night, doubled in JT Schwartz to make it 1-0. The starter, Houston Roth, after he gave up the double, came out. And Cade Stroud came in. He got Mena, Lugo, and Newton, and stranded second and third with nobody out. That was a huge moment of the game in the top of the fourth. Bottom four, Aberdeen able to tie it against Junior. With one out, Max Wagner walked. And then with 2 outs, T.T. Bowens at the plate. 2 outs, 2 strikes. Bowens hit a broken bat line drive up the middle to tie the game. Only T.T. Bowens. He's having a great year. Local kid from, at least our local, from Connecticut, tie the game at 1. Cyclones went down in the top of the fifth after a leadoff single from Matt O'Neill, and then really where the game was lost was that 4-run bottom of the fifth inning, and it really was a heartbreaking set of moments for the Cyclones. Connor Pavloni, the 7-man, singled against Junior to start the inning. Frederick Bencosme laid a bunt down to third baseline. It was going up the line. It was angling towards foul territory. Wasn't going to go foul. It might have, but it wasn't determined. William Lugo came down, and the young third baseman picked it up immediately. Didn't even give it a chance to roll into foul ground. He picked it up, threw late to first, and it was first and second with nobody out. But Junior Santos able to strike out Luis Valdez. There was a, on that bunt play, by the way, it was first and second. And the strikeout got away from Matt O'Neill on a dirt ball. And that allowed the runners to go to second and third. So it's second and third and one out. And the Cyclones made a decision to walk Dylan Beavers intentionally. So the bases were loaded. Tie game. 1-1. The next batter, Max Wagner, struck out. So Junior got what he wanted. He got the intentional walk. Struck out Max Wagner. Bases loaded. And then Heston Kerstad came to the plate in a tie game. Santos got him to pop up down the left field line behind third base. Lugo went out. Ruda came in. And Shervin Newton tried to take charge of all of them. Rightfully so, by the way. And he ran over there and didn't make the catch. The ball fell in. 2 runs scored. And that was the end for Junior. It was a 3-1 game. Mike Vassell came in. Vassell threw one to the backstop. That brought in a run to make it 4-1. Wild pitch. And then T.T. Bowens at the plate singled up the middle, 5-1. In a playoff game, you give up four runs in an inning. You are lucky to even have a chance in the later stages of the game. So four runs came in, and by the way, the Cyclones gave themselves a really great opportunity to try to come all the way back. In the top of the sixth, Stanley Consuegra hit a two-run home run off of Ignacio Feliz. Brooklyn in the eighth inning got a home run from Jose Peraza to make it 5-4. And then Xavier Moore coming down in the ninth inning for the save. William Lugo doubled off the left field wall. It hit the middle of the wall. So that sucker is up 5 feet more in the air. The game is tied, and who knows what happens. But he doubles off the wall. Newton strikes out. O'Neill takes strike three, and Rudick grounds out to second base. And that's it. Season over. Brooklyn is going home. So congratulations to Aberdeen. They are going to either Bowling Green or Rome, and they will play Sunday and then be back here Tuesday and potentially Wednesday for the next two games of that series. So that wraps it up for the final time in 2022. I want to say a very large thank you to obviously everybody that listened this year. It was a great story of the 2022 Brooklyn Cyclones. A big thank you, a big, big thank you to Nick DeLuca for all of his hard work behind the mic at home and on the road with us when he could on the Cyclones Radio Network, a young man with some big-time promise, as we all know. Thank you to everybody on the road, Aberdeen and Hudson Valley and all those other places that we go to for being so hospitable. And then finally, again, a thank you to you out there. If you responded to a trivia question, if you got a kick out of one of our stories, if you were able to be on the edge of your seat at any moment in time this year, we're happy to have at least made you enjoy what was a great story in 2022. But it is one that falls short in the North Division Championship Series. Aberdeen wins 2-3. For the final time in 2022 on the Brooklyn Cyclones broadcast, my name is Keith Radd, and as always, we'll see you at the next one.